Hello there. My name is Christian, and I'm coming from Opinion Research with a public opinion survey about Florida. First of all, are you registered to vote in Florida?
Yes.
Okay. Thank you for your answer. Your help is really needed. Let's see here. Let's continue. Let me see. Give me a second. What are the chances of you voting in the August 20th primary election for U.S. Senate, the Florida legislature, and other offices? Are you almost certain to vote? Will you probably vote? Or are you not sure? Or are the chances 50-50?
Almost certain.
Thank you. Do you plan to vote in the Democratic primary or the Republican primary?
Yes, although that's kind of a past, I believe, isn't it?
I'm sorry?
That's past, isn't it?
I don't believe so. I think it's August 20th.
Oh, the August 20th election. Okay.
Yeah.
Yes.
So do you vote basically do you vote for Democratic primary or the Republican primary?
Yes, the August 20th. I know which one you're talking about now. Yes.
So which of the two?
Which party you mean?
Yeah, which party? Yeah.
Democratic.
Okay, thank you. If you don't mind us asking, what year were you born?
1979.
Thank you. Next question, are you or anyone in your household of Hispanic or Latino descent?
Yes.
Okay, thank you. And generally speaking, do you think that things in Florida are going in the right direction, or do you feel things have gone off on the wrong track?
Both, I'd say neutral.
Okay. Thank you. Okay, so I'm going to read you some names of some public figures, and I'd like you to rate your feelings towards each one as very favorable, somewhat favorable, or somewhat unfavorable, or very unfavorable. First person would be Joe Biden.
Somewhat favorable.
Thank you. What about Rodney Jacobs, Jr.?
I don't know that person.
Don't know, okay. And what about Chad Klitzman?
I don't know that person.
Okay. And what about Barbara Sharif?
I don't know that person.
And Kamala Harris?
Somewhat unfavorable.
Okay. Thank you so much. Now, in the Democratic primary for the Florida State Senate, if the Democratic primary for the Florida State Senate were held today, and the candidates in your district were Chad Klitzman, Rodney Jr., or Jacobs Jr., and Barbara Sharif, for whom would you vote?
I don't know. I haven't done research on them yet.
Okay. Still thinking about the Democratic Party election, please tell me which one of these issues is most important to you in deciding your vote for the Florida State Senate. So I'm going to go down the list and you can pick one of those. So they only want you to pick one. First is jobs and wages. Next, we have home and property insurance. Next, we have protecting reproductive rights. Next, we have voting rights. Next, we have LGBTQ rights. Then we have healthcare, then climate change and the environment. And the last one is education.
Let's say healthcare.
Thank you. Finally, I would like to ask you a few questions for statistical purposes only. Thinking in political terms, would you say that you are a liberal, a moderate, or a conservative?
Liberal.
And would you say you are somewhat liberal or very liberal?
Somewhat liberal.
Thank you. And what is the last year of schooling that you have completed?
Master's degree, graduate level.
Thank you. Finally, strictly for verification purposes by my supervisor, can I just have your first name?
Is Anthony.
Okay. Thank you, Anthony. This concludes our survey. Thank you very much for your participation, okay? Have a nice evening.
Thank you, you too.
Bye-bye.
Bye.